What were we talking about?
I don't remember now.
The same fishing, making a living in the
spring. Oh yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, I did that too. When I couldn't get a job, I went to work and got me a net and went on the river, and I could make a good living at it. And I did a little bit of everything.
I'll tell you something else funny. When our oldest boy was up in third grade, he started Enterprise School, went to Wayton Road. And then the bus came down here, so I started in an Enterprise School. And his teacher sent word for me to come over there. I went over there to see what you want. And she said, I want to know what your husband does. I said, well, he's a meat cutter, a butcher is what he calls. I said, he's not doing much of anything right now. She said, well, Albert come over here and said he bought some hogs and he gator hogs. I said, well, you sure have fixed it.
Well, I'll tell you how come that. When I was working over here on this here dredge boat, and one morning, I was wet up about there in mud, and me and an old tall boy was working there, and I told him, I says, called him Slim, I says, Slim, there ought to be an easier way to make a living than this, and we're getting a dollar and a quarter for working from 6 o'clock in the afternoon to 6 in the morning. And he said, I was thinking the same thing. I said, well, I just quit. He said, well, I'm going to quit too then. And so we just quit. And we walking back down on the pipeline, and we met the boss. Boss was coming out. And I told him, I said, if you need a man down there, you better get him, because you ain't got nobody down there. He said, what's the matter? I said, just quit. And so I came home, and way back in my young days, before I was ever married, I had caught alligators.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I figured I come on home and I got my light, my hunting light. You do that at night now. You catch alligators at night. You don't do it in daytime. So I got my light, my gun, and I went on the river. And while I was making over there, I'd make a dollar and a quarter if I worked all night. Well, I could go down on the river with my gun and the light, and I'd catch enough alligators and skin them, get their skin, and I'd make $5-$10 a night.
What do they do with the skin?
Oh, they make a purse and pocketbooks and shoes, ladies' shoes. Well, I've seen men's shoes made out of them even.
Belts.
And belts, alligator skin, and they're awful expensive. You take an alligator purse, it's awfully expensive. In fact, it's against the law to not to have one. Sell alligator hide. But anyway, I done that. I did that the whole summer. And I made a good living at it. I mean, I was making a dollar and a quarter a night, I was making $5 a night and sometimes $10 a night. Just depends on if I have a good night. And I was catching them. I'd shoot him if he was over 5 foot long. If he wasn't over 5 foot long, I caught him. Because the times was hard, awful hard. Awful hard times.
Yeah, it was in the Depression.
Yeah, it was in the Depression. And times was awful hard, and shotgun shells and rifle shells was hard to come by. I mean, they would only be, your rifle cartridge would only cost you 35 cents for 50. But that was something unheard of, that you had 35 cents to spend. That's how hard it was. And